In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio, and we are honored. Yes, we're honored to be joined on the telephone by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. You may have heard of him. He founded City Lights Books. He published Howl. He took on the establishment, censorship, and many of the issues of the 20th into the 21st century. Lawrence Ferlinghetti, welcome to Flashpoints. I did interview you a long time ago. Welcome to Flashpoints and congratulations. You have a photography exhibition that's opening tomorrow in San Francisco. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's the photographs that curated by Maria Gilardin.
Let's talk about the context here. This happened, as I said, right before the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Some would say that that may have been the most racist mass incineration in the history. What are your thoughts? What did it mean to you? How did it impact on you and the folks that you worked with? I know that you produced some texts, some really important materials having to do with resisting war in response to this. Could you talk about that?
Well, yeah, I was in the Normandy invasion, and I was a skipper of a United States Navy subchaser in the Normandy invasion, and then I took these photos walking around Cherbourg after Cherbourg was conquered, like a couple of months after the invasion had swept on to Paris.
And how did you decide who to photograph? Some of these photographs are incredibly poignant, personal, powerful, and obviously some of the people you photographed never came home.
Oh, that's true. Well, I didn't have any criterion for what I was photographing. I just walked around and snapped pictures everywhere I looked.
We're speaking with Lawrence Ferlinghetti, and I want to let everybody know that photographs of his never seen before, taken when he was a commander in the Pacific, the exhibition does open tomorrow in San Francisco. And again, it's called When We Arrived in Normandy, June 1944. It's some 50-plus black and white photographs. They've never been exhibited before. And again, I guess I want to ask you to like sort of step back a little bit and talk about, you came out of that war. I know you were deeply moved by the atomic bombings. Did you attempt to go to Hiroshima or Nagasaki, or how did you take that in and share that with writers?
I went to Nagasaki by a train from where my ship was docked. It was perhaps 6 weeks after the bomb had been dropped at Nagasaki.
And what was that experience like? Did that change you for life? Did it impact on what you would do?
Well, that's a nice thing to say, you know, that it changed me for life. But actually, I was pretty politically unconscious until later on. I was completely a loyal United States officer in the Navy, and I didn't question the war at all.
So when did that big question come up? When did the question mark arise?
Only when I went to Nagasaki.
What did you see? Do you remember? Well, tell us a little bit about what that might have been like.
Well, we were docked about a couple of hours away by rail. And so I went to Nagasaki with a couple of guys from the ship. And we just walked around in this devastated landscape. It was just like a moonscape with everything flattened. And on the horizon, a few silhouettes of remaining buildings. And the earth itself impregnated with all kinds of crap.
Why did you go there?
Well, we were docked about 2 hours from there, and there was no reason. I mean, we had to shore leave, so there's no reason we shouldn't go there. We took a train.
And it was very hard to get, you know, it was hard for Americans, people living in the United States in the Western Hemisphere, to get information. There was a lot of suppression about the real impact of these bombs and how devastating they were. So you being there at that time was, you know, it wasn't sort of like a tourist attraction. And I guess they just let you go? It was before they clamped down or what?
We just took a train to Nagasaki, maybe 2 hours, and walked around.
Were there people? Were there Japanese people walking around? Were they?
No, the Japanese had completely vanished. There was no sight of any inhabitants of any kind, and the site had been cleaned up by Americans, so there was no dead bodies lying around. But we saw it maybe 6 weeks after the bomb had been dropped.
I understand that a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, Mariah Gallardin, who has worked on the exhibit along with Dave Christensen, talks a lot about and wanted me to ask you about the Journal for the Protection of All Beings,
yes.
Which was sort of a manifesto with other poets sort of coming out of this kind of racist incineration of an entire city. Can you talk about that?
Well, it was the Journal for the Protection of All Beings was founded by David Meltzer and Michael McClure. It lasted several issues, but the important issue is the first one.
What was the content? Why did you all come together to do that?
The content was totally anti-war, and it was the first time that I really woke up to the realities of what the war was. And it wasn't just an American, glorious American victory.
I've searched the shelves of City Lights and other bookstores looking for this manifesto. It is not easy to come by. Do you have a copy?
Well, I have a copy of the original. Yeah, it was in the Journal for the Protection of All Beings. But it's been reprinted. It was reprinted quite often.
Oh, yeah?
In various places.
But it's not in circulation now. Anyway, what do you think this atomic incineration meant to the brothers and sisters you worked with Jack Kerouac? Were they impacted by the bomb? Were they changed in a way that you all talked about, they wrote about?
Well, I don't know about Kerouac, but everyone I was with was completely politically unconscious of what was happening. I mean, we didn't have any idea. We were just good, quote, innocent Americans, and very much in favor of what the government was doing, and never woke up to the fact that it was murderous activity.
Did that walk through Hiroshima change you?
I don't think so, but
really?
It sure changed my mind. I mean,
what do you mean?
Walking around in this devastated landscape, that this wasn't normal. We thought everything was glorious and American, and this wasn't very glorious at all. It was a landscape of death.
You know, so many survivors, and I've read a lot about it and researched a lot about it, so many survivors, there was so much violence going on, and I heard terms like, we thought it was just a regular bomb.
Yes. Well, we were on board ship, and the only news we got was through the ship's radio, and not much was leaked to us down on the lower decks. I mean, the whole operation was top secret.
We're speaking with Lawrence Ferlinghetti, and let me bring you back to the exhibition, which is opening tomorrow on Nagasaki Day in San Francisco. 50-plus black and white photographs, never shown before, was taken by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. The collection is called When We Arrived in Normandy, June 1944. It's at the Harvey Milk Photo Center in San Francisco, and it again opens tomorrow. These are photographs that were never seen before. Do you remember, did people enjoy having their photograph taken? What, did it mean something to folks? Did people want a copy to send back to the relatives? What was that process like?
Well, it's just photos of people walking around in Cherbourg, which is on the Cherbourg Peninsula. And this is like maybe two months after the original invasion, when Cherbourg was conquered and the Allied forces swept onto Paris. The questions you asked about Normandy, for instance, you know, we came in as conquerors, and I was a conqueror with a camera walking around Cherbourg in the conquered territory. And I had no guilt complex, whatever. I thought everything we did was wonderful and glorious. As a good member of the armed services in the Navy, I couldn't see anything but good in what we had all done.
The regret was, what do you think you did? What is the issue? When did you become aware of perhaps a different interpretation of what the reason was for that invasion?
Well, it took me another year when I was deployed to the Pacific, and I was a navigator on a troop transport that landed in southern Japan in Kyushu, and we walked one day, took a train for about 2 hours to the site of the Nagasaki bomb, and that's what changed my whole attitude about war, because up to then I thought war had been glorious. And here I saw this vast devastation of a city, a whole city, flattened to the ground and flesh in teacups.
That was an excerpt of an interview we did with Lawrence Ferlinghetti talking about an exhibition that's going to open tomorrow in San Francisco, When We Arrived in Normandy. It was these are photographs never seen, taken by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, 50-plus black and white photographs that will be at the Harvey Milk Photography Center in San Francisco.